Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Stroke of Malice by Anna Lee Huber, narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Sir Walter Scott, Marmion. January 5th, 1832. Traquair, Scotland. If there had been any doubts I was visiting a ducal estate, the trumpeting buglers would have clarified the matter. Not that there was truly any confusion, not when I was staying in a grand 284-room Gothic castle, surrounded by nothing but miles of steep snowy hills and ice-choked burns, save the occasional sheep. And the soaring bedchamber to which I'd been assigned was so lavishly furnished it might have put Louis XIV's Versailles to shame. But the buglers were so unexpected and so extravagant that after first catching my breath from the start they'd given me, I found myself giggling at the absurdity. My husband smiled down at me.
They are a trifle excessive, aren't they?
Do all dukes feel it necessary to summon their guests in such a manner? I asked, as we descended the stone spiral staircase, his arm linked with mine. Though I had spent a fair amount of time in a number of aristocratic households, including the establishments of my brother-in-law, the Earl of Cromartie, I had never visited the estate of someone as lofty as a duke. Upon our arrival at Sunlaw's castle earlier that day, we'd been greeted by a battalion of footmen, dressed in crisp green and black livery, with gold braid.